Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throllers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Brilliant, Alan. Another cold snap. I've had to. Lucky I'm lazy and I hadn't put the Udi away yet, because I'm rolling in the Udi again tonight.
Yeah, I'm not very happy. It's been very nice. I've been very much enjoying it, and the last few days it's just been cold and sad. Not a fan. So hopefully we get back to the nice spring weather.
How's your week been? You still been on getting up crack at dawn?
No disc golf to get up early, so just normal early work getting up. But now we're getting through. It's Wednesday, so only got 2 days left. Big disc golf tourney this weekend as well, so exciting times ahead. How about you?
Yeah, no disc golf for me this weekend by the looks of things, but yeah, week's coming to a close, which is nice. And you know what? More importantly, the term's coming to a close. Term 2 weeks off is just around the corner.
Oh, very exciting. I feel like you only just started working. So I don't know about this teacher life, but.
That's the life.
That's the life. That's it. Just always working. Never not working.
Yeah.
I got a message earlier from Picanti. He must have a sneaky day off tomorrow. And he's like, oh, you working tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, man. Every day. So he might be checking at the new Invali 9. We'll see.
Cool.
I forgot to ask you how your disc doctor tipping went in for the Worlds last weekend. You were up and about at one stage. I saw that your name might have been the number one tipster in, I'm going to say, the world, because the world was available to do it.
That's the only way you should say it, is the world. You'd be doing it a disservice if you said it any other way. I was the number one tipper in the world at one stage. Look, 600-odd competitors. I'll see if I can open it up. 600-odd competitors, and at one stage in the middle of round three, I think it must have been, so somewhere in the middle of the tournament, I just like had a cheeky look at the leaderboard, and my current rank was one. So then I had a little look-see at said leaderboard, and I saw none other than a young Tim Bowen on the leaderboard as well. And I was like, here we go. I think he was sitting in third at the time, but he did not find himself in first like me. Unfortunately, I didn't finish that high. I did not finish that high. I went with some, went left when I should have gone right down the stretch, and tagged Ezra Robinson out and brought Paul McBeth in, and Paul McBeth never got going. I thought he might have just, had one of those cheeky 10-70 rounds to close, and it didn't happen. So I ended up finishing in 70th.
Still not too bad. It's a good result.
Yeah, not too bad. But God, I was up and about when I found myself in first. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. I was like, oh man, I can't believe Chris is going to win a Zooka cart. That's all I could think of. I was like, he's recently converted to cart life as well. So this is just working out great.
Yeah.
But it was brought to my attention from you that this is a disc doctor setup, and disc doctor is Australia's own, right? It's
really is.
Jeremiah Flickinger, is it?
Thank you. Oh, I've been racking my brain for that name. Yes, that's exactly who it is. It's Flickinger. Yeah. This is his creation.
I haven't got on any of his stuff. I feel like I might have downloaded the putting app a while ago when he was looking for beta testers or something. Does that sound like a thing?
Yep. That is definitely a thing.
But I never really practiced, so I didn't really get into any of that. But he's OG. Like, he's got a lower PDGA number than me, potentially even you. So he's been playing disc golf in Australia for a very long time. He's making apps for the Pro Tour now? Like, is this not his first one, or?
No, he's made several. And I think he may have even done the Down Under Tour for New Zealand as well. But no, there's been a lot of big events where basically the caddy book and just every bit of information that you might need from an event just gets all summarized into one of his apps powered by Disc Doctor. And yeah, he's done it for a bunch of events on the tour.
That's sick. Yeah, I was not aware of that. So that's really cool. Big shout out to him. I reckon he's probably the one who did Nationals in Tassie then, right? Yeah. Because we had an app like that.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, cool. Well, there you go. Look at the Aussies getting it done on the world stage.
Yeah. I do recommend for anyone listening, looking to gamify their putting practice, do 10 out of 10 recommend the Disc Doctor app. And if you can get the leaderboard to load, you might find my name at the top from like several years ago when I used to practice.
Very nice. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, right? So if you search Disc Doctor in any of your app stores, you should find it. And then they've got all kinds of different putting games, right? Like a survival type thing and just a counting up one and all that sort of stuff.
And they've even got approach ones. Yeah, they've got, like four or five different ways of gamifying your putting practice. And there's leaderboards. You can like give shout outs to different people on the leaderboards. You know, you might even be familiar with a couple of names on the leaderboards. Like it has obviously gone a bit more global. But yeah, I often see some names that I'm familiar with.
Sick. All right. Well, everyone download the app and support the Aussies. I finished watching the Vic Open footage. I honestly forgot what happened. Okay. I forgot that Dylan ended up winning. It wasn't until we're like six holes into the final round and he was 10 down. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It all coming back to me now. But it was really cool. But the number one thing that stood out to me, I'm not sure if you've seen it all yet, but Dave Perry's forehand is dumb. It's just crazy. Like, I know we just casually reference it as the best forehand in Australia, but it just is. And there's not even a number two. Like, he's one, there isn't a two. And then we can just start discussing who's the third best forehand in Australia, because no one's even close.
I love that. What hole stood out? What holes did it stand out the most for you?
Definitely hole 16 at Inverley. And he's got his Firebird and he's throwing it on hyzer and it stands up. And then maybe a baby drift and then goes like 15 long of the pin.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Cool. Like, what? Like, it's crazy. No one else is doing that. The only way people get in there with forehands is if they're throwing like flex forehands. They're not standing a disc up, and you're not standing a Firebird up. Like, it's crazy. And just a bunch of them. Like, there were obviously misfires and stuff as well. He had some early releases and some other stuff like that. But just so many of them were so good, and it's just so much better than anyone else has got here. And I'll argue that forever, I think.
No, I'll stand by it. I watched that drive live on 16 down the stretch of that tournament, and yeah, it was pretty gross. I've not caught up on all the Park Media footage, but yeah, what a comeback from Dill.
Yeah, what a savage. That's he's just a nut. I forgot about that. I was like, oh yeah. Because I was like, oh man, I don't remember Dave winning this, but I was like, he's so far ahead, he'll definitely win. And then when, Dylan just birdied every hole, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
But yeah, worth a watch. It was good footage. I enjoyed it. And it's got me just in a terrible headspace because I think Inverley's so easy. I'm looking at all the holes and I'm just like, of course, of course they birdied it. Like, this is not hard. You just throw that type of shot. No dramas.
That's good.
I think throughout the three rounds, the feature card and the lead cards, I don't think a single one of them looked like bogeying hole three was possible. It was insane. I feel like there was maybe two pars. Everyone else just birdied it. They were just like, oh yeah, you just throw one to like the corner and it's a little upshot and then you putt. Is that it? It was fucked. And then I think there's one time Dylan hit like real early and end up kicking to where I aim to land my drive. And I'm just trying to throw a buzz to just go down the middle. And then he throws some disgusting shot that got all the way to like 15 meters. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm literally just trying to get up around the corner that they land on with my second shot. And yeah, he's where I landed by shank, where I'm super happy. And then just puts it to putting. I was like, oh, all right. But anyway, so I just need to play it more aggressive, and it'd be so easy. What an easy course.
No, I'm glad you've woken up. That's what everyone, it's what how it should be seen, and I look forward to seeing your scores.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, all right. Before we get to that, though, we've got the Vic Tour update after the last event in Bendigo, the Central Vic Classic. Some spicy little results, I think.
It's getting tight at the top.
Yeah, definitely. Who are we looking at? Which division do you want to start with?
Let's start down. Let's start at the women's and go category 5 and work up.
Sounds good. Who's got a stranglehold on the women's?
So it's really tight right there. So you've got Claire Hussey with a 10-point lead at the moment. Sitting just above Georgia Carroll. And they're getting close to their max events in this division as well. So Georgia has got her 6 events, and so she'll be looking to knock out her worst event to start climbing. But Claire Hussey has an event up her sleeve. So that it looks like Claire's the take that right there. Oh, I should say Hussey. Sorry, Huss.
Yeah, and Anita there in third, also on 5 events. So... yeah, it could be pretty interesting to see who's playing the following few events or the final few events. But yeah, definitely looks like a potential 3-horse race, but Hussey with full control. 2 hands on the reins, I think. All she's got to do is show up and dominate.
And I think that's what she'll do.
Mm. In category 5, I'm seeing Tobias Webber on top. Still, I don't think anything changed for him. Oh, no, he must have popped up because Roland's gone down one. So he's pipped the old man there.
A little topsy-turvy.
Mm-hmm. But the old man's got one event up his sleeve as well, extra. So if he can get out to the last couple, he could do a bit of damage there. Not too much of a change, but we are seeing Reese Circuit jump up 13 places with a big, big showing at Bendigo. So he's up into 13th, and I'm just trying to figure out who's a nice little rival that he might want to knock off the board with a couple good events.
Daniel Blackburn.
Yeah, there you go. Bang.
Yeah.
We need to get to see you out there, Reese boy. Climb that ladder.
Yeah.
What about Cat 4?
Cat 4, speaking of massive climbers, Alex Mayer jumping up 20 positions to nearly make it into the top 10. He's now into 11th. But Chris Scott is holding it down with his 7 events at the moment. And so he is already in the dropping event situation. Only your best 6 events count on the Vic Tour. You got Dave Gannon sitting in 4th. Sitting in 2nd on 4 events. And then Daniel Frawley with just the 3 events sitting in 3rd. So with a couple of events still to go, there's a bit to be said in category 4.
Yeah, 100%. Ash Wiedner there as well in 4th, also with the 3 events. He's got to stop filming and get in a bit of playing. He could be taking this one down.
He could. He really could.
They got to hire that shit out. But yeah, he's a definite chance. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be very interesting to see who actually gets out there for these final few events. In category 3, we've got Don Carter leading the charge by so much. I'm not really seeing anyone else who can knock him off, can you?
No, well, yeah, Tim Stevenson would need to win, like minimum win, one of the upcoming events and hope that Don doesn't do well. Because what we know about Don as well is he's had some good events, but he's had some shit events as well. So I'm sure if he drops an event and like brings a better one in, that Don can get even higher than that.
Yeah, for sure. And there's still only really 80 points up for grabs. So a Tim Stevenson win still keeps him behind. But he's probably the only one that can do a bit of damage at the moment. Lee Thompson, Kerry Edwards, Ryan Nicholson, all just too far back, I think. Who's the big mover? We've had Dan Frawley after a big Bendigo jump up into 14th place, moving 16 spots. So he could easily find himself into the top 10 there. And our boy Picanti in a very precarious position in 10th place. So a nice result in Invali could see him knock Hussey down, though. And his old running mate, Duncan McIntosh, too. So that'll be a nice little battle, I'm sure. They've got some bragging rights on the line there.
I'm sure he's keeping an eye on that. Nothing really to see in Category 2. You want to go to Category 1?
I don't think we might have a little look at Category 2.
Oh, what do you see?
I'm seeing my name firmly and squarely on top again. Zero change because I was on top before, still on top now. Just holding strong. Just the number one average disc golfer in Australia, I reckon. In Victoria, at least. I might be equal first with Nate Parrish, though. That might be a sad reality.
And then, obviously, you've got Penlu just 5 points back of that. With all of you guys maxed out on your six events, you've obviously played all seven. So that's ring-a-ding-ding. That is absolute ring-a-ding-ding. 5 points.
Sam,
sorry. Yeah, 5 points. Yeah, 5 points is all it takes. Like, so that's one position in our system. So anything can happen here.
Sam Stoyer there in fourth, not far behind as well. And myself, Nath, Penn, and Sam are all in action, I believe, this weekend. So nice big 80 points up for grabs for that one. I've got some 40s in my system that I could happily kick out, but I'm assuming so must the others if they're behind me. So I'm excited.
So am I. Yeah, a lot of eyes on Category 2 and obviously a lot of eyes on Category 1 as well.
Oh, well, just before we jump off, sorry, the thing that I've got my eye on in the chump battle, down in 16th place and 18th place, Tim Ware and Taron Anderson. So Taz with a big, big jump up in points, up 27 spots. He's now just the 10 points behind Timmy Ware. So I'm all eyes on that one.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
The battle for category 16th.
Yeah. What about Category 1? Sorry, what do we got there?
Paddy Robinson holding his position. Did not play Bendigo, did he?
No.
No, but obviously Ryan Deere did and climbed up a position into second, leapfrogged over Ryan Hart, who I believe also did not play.
Correct.
And so, yeah, Ryan Deere, the only player in MPO, and this surprised me when doing the leaderboard, the only player in MPO that has played six or more events. And to be exact, no one's even played six events, but Ryan has played all seven.
There you go, or at least gotten points in it. But most of the time, these divisions aren't big enough that these guys are getting points, but you never know.
Yeah, that's true. I guess there are, yeah. At that end of the leaderboard, though, yeah, I think, a lot of these events, it doesn't get down to zero. So, I think Ryan's been the intrepid traveller. Young Buck has been the intrepid traveller of this division.
Yeah, so far it's just him, myself, and Snapper Scott that have got seven sets of points from seven events. Look at us go.
And thanks for pointing that out after I did all the maths and got the leaderboard sorted. Definitely threw me a tasty curveball trying to figure out how to get the sum of just the top six events.
Yeah, you've done some spreadsheet magic there, so that's pretty cool.
That is easily the longest formula I've ever had to write.
Excellent. Well, it's coming clutch, and I love it. And I love the new events tab, so we can see who's got what and what's up their sleeve. So it's looking great. But yeah, Ryan Deer is playing this weekend, and Paddy Robinson is not. So he can improve his position. But Ryan Hart also playing and has one event up his sleeve, only the five events. Same with Aiden, same with Leo, same with Timmy B. So some movement could definitely be happening here. But yeah, these guys are going to want to get a wriggle on. No big jumpers in Cat 4, in Category 1, I don't think, except for Ryan Michelle. Moved up eight spots. He's in 14th place, but not troubling the scorekeepers too much, I don't think.
Correct.
I do like to see that our man Darren Staith-Smith is in the top 10, just ahead of Dave Perry, Dill Feldman, 11th and 12th. So yeah. Look at that.
He's a much better disc golfer than both those two.
Exactly. Oh, nice. So we should check in on the Werribee social day that happened on the weekend. I saw you ended up making it out there.
I did. I just floated it by the better half at some point, and yeah, she didn't bite my head off. So I was like, cool, that's as good enough as permission. I'm going.
Excellent. What was the day like?
Yeah, it's nice. Like, I never get out and play casually, but it's a fun little track. Obviously, we have hosted Throwlers there previously, infamous for, should have been Olympian Alan Brunstein in his attack on that bike track down that way.
You should have seen all the tricks I was going to do if I hadn't fallen off immediately.
Before jump one.
Epic. It's going to be epic.
Yeah, it's a fun track. It's scorable, like all tracks in Melbourne, but there was a bit of wind. There was just enough of wind to just make it a little bit annoying and make putts a little hard and just, bring the paths into play, bring the creek into play. There's not much green on the leaderboard when you look at it as a picture. A lot of pars. So to me, that tells me a lot of people were missing some birdie opportunities potentially. And only 7 players managed to go under the card.
Well, looks like you made plenty of your birdie opportunities. We got some nice footage, not footage, but images courtesy of Alex Evans. And the Div A and overall winner is Chris Reynolds at Neg 9. Good round?
Yeah, pretty solid. It means my next round's going to be pretty crappy, but I would be lying if I said it wasn't just a little bit janky, a little bit lucky. Started on hole 5, that was fine. Parked that, deserved to get the birdie. Hole 6, missed release early, somehow missed the tree, landed at 4 meters, got the birdie. Hole 7, grip lock, got lucky, landed at 2 meters, got the birdie. Hole 9, grip lock, wind got a hold of it, dragged it back to circle 1, birdie. So it was a bit greasy. I was playing with Mark Hardy, and he was less than thrilled with the little bit of grease I was getting early.
I'm sure. Ah, that's all right. When you're a gun, though, sometimes it just works out. That's how life is.
Yeah, correct.
Mike van der Linden with an egg 5, Stoyer with an egg 4, Hardy with an egg 3, and Pete Chu with an even rounding out Div A. And in Div B, we've got Ash Wiedner, top of the food chain there with an egg 4. And this cannot be. Is there another ace on Ash's scorecard?
Ash just has a way. He sniffs out the par 2s. And he goes and birdies, goes and gets a birdie, or some might call it an ace, on the easiest hole on the course. Look, I'd hate to say that I'm like hamming this up, but players like Jason Wiedner managed to get a 2 on that hole. So I don't know if he's really counting that one as an ace. It must be pretty easy if someone shooting plus 10 can manage to birdie it.
Right. I'm hearing that this might have been the exact same disc that he threw the last par 2 ace, and that he hasn't thrown it since.
I may have heard that same story, yeah. Which is pretty crazy.
You got to really take some strong consideration as to when he throws that disc again. Because, like, he's on a hat-trick, essentially.
And we know our boy loves cricket. And surely he wants to do it. He needs to He needs to hold out for a roughie somewhere, I think.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be cool.
But jokes aside, just... I can't remember my last ace. Can you remember your last ace, Alan?
Oh, so long ago. You were there. It was at Stoney, back when Stoney was playable. I got the pig skip ace on hole 10.
Correct. I was there. That was ages ago.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ash has had two, both for cash, too. I don't know about that. The second one, I don't know if that should count. Did he, like, re-enter the ace pool after he took it down?
I don't know.
How does that work? If you get it every week, do you just get it every week?
I don't know.
I'll have to talk to the old man. Try to sort that one out. But now, well done, Ash. In Div C, only one person managed to go under par. That was Miguel Adriano. Neg one and six strokes ahead of Damien Moosey there in second. So, well done there, Miguel.
That'll be surefire way to get him out of Div C pretty quickly. And we can't go away from the social day without giving Zolt a shout out for being the only other bogey-free round outside of myself.
Oh, beautiful. Love to see that. Have you got the handicap results up in front of you?
No surprises. Miguel, barnstorming victory there. With a handicap of 17.5, getting a handicap result of 36, closely followed by Paul Rogers and Ash Wiedner is rounding out the handicap podium. Scrolling down to the other end, you're going to find someone we're seeing down here a little too often in Mr. Peter Chu. He's obviously, since his international trip, he's not got back into the same form that we once saw Peter Chu in. But he was not as low as Michael Rogers.
Someone needs to do a welfare check on Peter Chu. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening in his life. But he needs to drop everything else and get his priorities straight. Get the disc golf back on track. He was looking like a weapon. And, I want to see more of that. So anyone who's good friends with Pete, just go have a word with him. Tell him... maybe quit his job if that's holding him back. I don't know. If he's got a missus, just let her go and focus on the disc golf. I don't know what it's going to take, but let's get him back on top.
Sound advice. Very, very sound advice from you.
Sound advice. All right. We got a little bit of a sneak preview as to the new holes in Inverleigh this weekend, because they had a Inverleague on the new layout. It was the white nine that we're going to be playing for the tournament, as well as the new nine. So I'm hearing that the scores are a little misleading, because I think you saw some Instagram footage from Huss's page, when it's just howling winds.
Correct? Howling. Like howling winds. It was like notable celebration for making a 2.5 meter putt in this video. She was blowing a gale. And I'm having to assume that, Huss was at the league day when this unfolded.
Fair enough. Well, the scores might be a little misleading then, but Ryan Deere managed to do the best of the bunch. He snuck out there. He's the only one on the day who went under par, and he went neg three for a 1,005 rated round.
Huge. Trying to figure out, I've obviously got no concept of like what's white and what's the extra.
I can tell you, I know it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, then 9 new, then the rest of the whites.
Okay, thank you.
Hole 5, the new one on that layout seemed to give Ryan and Leo a bit of grief. But have a look at that 8 on hole 2 for Ryan Hart.
Oof.
What is that? That's that stupid one where you got to throw like a big crazy forehand. You know the one? Hole 2 white.
Oh, hole 2 white. Yep.
That's not aidable.
No.
That's not aidable. That he's definitely minimum 5 putted.
Yeah, yeah. And we know Ryan loves a 6 putt. So let's go and assume that he's probably 6 putted again, because he is building a reputation as Mr. 6 putt himself. We need to actually change his nickname in some chats, I think. We need to refer to him as Ryan 6 putt Hart.
Ryan 6 putt Hart, 100%. That's brutal. That stands out like dog's balls to me. But definitely, if you're having a look at the MPO guys, it was only Ryan Dear, Vil, Leo, and Ryan Hart. But the 1, 2, 3, 4 section's not too bad. And then the 13 on section's not too bad. But the new part, couple birdies, but a lot of grey numbers, a lot of bogeys, couple double bogeys. So I'm very interested to see what this this new course has got on offer.
Yeah, when you go down to MA1 and have a look, the stretch 7 through 12 looks real brutal.
Yikes. yeah, just not doing great for for the gang. Has me a little bit more nervous than watching Dave Perry and Dylan Feldman absolutely shred Inverleigh apart. The confidence I got from that is sort of waning a little bit here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will see. We will see. And it's going to be full 27 holes. So it's going to be the actual full white 18 and the gold 18 mixed in with this new 9. So going to be very, very interesting. But yeah, Ben Hicks did all right, I think. Well, I think MA1 plus 9, 926. Yeah, that's not too bad. Be a big numbers in the MA50s. Could be a wild one. Penn with the plus 8.
Yeah, plus 8. 3 birdies. But yeah, 6 through 12 got him as well. Birdie free. Jesus.
Yeah. So I just
and par 3. Yeah. Sorry for that matter.
And par 3. yeah, brutal. So very worrying signs for mine, I think. On that note, should we have a little bit of a preview of the Inverleigh Open this weekend?
Yes, please.
I don't see your name on it. I heard at the start though that the wording was something like, "I don't think I'll be out for disc golf this weekend." It wasn't, "I won't be." is there a potential late Chris Reynolds entry for Inverleigh Open?
Look, I'll go inside after the potty and I'll test the waters. I was leaning more towards I might play a cheeky 9 at Stony opposed to sneaking down at Inverleigh for 36.
4 holes?
Yeah.
two rounds of 27.
Jesus Christ, yeah, no, look, I value my shoulder and my arm. I'm not capable of that at the moment.
Fair enough. Well, I'll be there and I'll be camping, so it's gonna be a fun night for me and few of the others, I'm sure.
Oh, is it a 2-day event?
Yeah.
Oh, no way am I coming.
It's only one round a day. You just pop in, pop back.
One round a day. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
One round at 27.
Yeah, okay.
Each day. So it's, both days will have the extra 9 and one day will be gold and one day will be white.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very interesting. In MPO, we've got a lot of the same usual suspects from the Ballarat the Bendigo tournament we just had, but we're having a couple Queenslanders come down. Ryan Johnson and Jack Sifinos is popping in to see what they can do. Interesting to see Ryan not play MP40.
True. Yeah, obviously, that was a pretty small division up until recently, MP40. And so, yeah, I'm sure he's probably just thrown himself in there for a bit more of the extra numbers. Who do you see taking it down?
Well, yeah, I gotta love what Ryan Deere did there, and Leo obviously with a bit of form. But I think I'll probably have to back Timmy. He's probably played that new 9-15 times, and that seems to be the killer. So I think I might have to stick with Timmy Bohan. But hopefully, one of our Melbourne boys can take a scalp. What about you?
Yeah, Ryan Hart.
Yeah, same, as long as he doesn't six putt.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't six putt, Ryan six putt Hart. But same sort of concept. He would have been out there a bunch with Dad, and he's capable of birdieing them all. So, yeah, why not Ryan Hart?
Why not indeed? Yeah, MP40, you mentioned, recently got a little bit bigger. Chris Hart and Luke Pope both joined today. TD and co-TD. So I was like, I was so close to messaging him and just being like, how are you guys not playing? But they've signed up. And them and Andrew Ferguson, Fergie boy. Who you got in that one?
Look, Chris Hart seems to be on the bit of a mend since a bit of obviously a long-term injury and a bit of a hiatus from the top of the leaderboards. Pody plays there a lot. Look, and Fergie's got game. That's actually one to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's spicy. I like it.
Yeah, any one of them could win that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go with Pote. I reckon Pote will get it done.
I'm going to go with Papa Hart for the Hart double.
Nice. Watch Fergie win it now. Sam A1's spicy. I'm looking at the top of the field. I see Benedict O'Byrne, Matt Hill, Ethan Lewis, Chris Scott. I'm almost certain that Benny, Ethan, and Chris were the top three at the Vic Open. Potentially three out of the top four. Maybe Tim Davis snuck in there somewhere. And then Matt Hill, we know, is a gun. Sam... we've bullied Penn into finally moving up, which is exciting. And then Ben Hicks, Troy Faramond, James Mennings, the locals, all in there as well. And then a bunch of dudes that should be in MA2 also playing. it's tough. This is going to be tough. This is going to be very tough. But yeah, like I said, the three of the top four, at least, from the Vic Open, all there. I got to imagine that they'll probably be three of the top four again.
Yeah, they are the who's who of MA1, aren't they? So let's see. Let's see. I'm gonna tip the golfer. I'm gonna tip Seb Williams.
Good tip. Benny let me down last time I tipped him, so I'm gonna go with Chris Scott. I reckon he'll get it done. He's gonna camp up with me, and it'll be a bit of fun. He'll be up and about.
I'm here for the Narada versus Nick Valentini battle, though.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. what about the Penn versus Allen battle? How do you see that one squaring up?
Look, Thrawler's guarantee will come later tonight.
Okay.
I definitely was eyeing off you two. I was definitely... you two are just so close in your ratings as well.
Excellent.
We'll leave that one. Leave it.
Georgia Carroll is going to be too much for Alice Rendell. I am certain of that in FA1.
Yes.
And big points there for Georgia then.
Yes.
And then MA40. All right, before we go into this one, this is where I want to do my Throllers guarantee before we discuss this one. So... MA40, full of the usual suspects. Timmy Ware, Timmy Onatea Ware. We've got Glenn Maisie making a rare appearance. We've got Huss, who's been up and about. Anthony Majan, Taron Anderson, who just took down the big W. Lee Thompson, who has been winning everything. But I'm putting my marbles on Jace Vito, coming down from Queensland. I think he's going to come in and steal the chocolates from all us local boys and head home with them. That's my Throllers guarantee, Jason Vito for the win.
Okay, you want me to point you up now?
Yes, please.
He's the highest rated player.
Yep.
And he performed well at Vic Open.
Did not play the Vic Open.
He performed well at whatever event was at Invalid recently and he was there.
What was that?
I don't know. Was he at the champs, maybe?
champs at Invalid. That was a while ago.
Yeah, well, that counts. it was definitely something not... I just remember him, like, walking away with the trophies, to be honest. I think he might have won.
Okay.
What year were champs at Invalid?
I don't know.
I feel like you do, though.
I don't know. I'm looking now. I definitely don't know. Up here, was that the start of the year in 2023? Or is it 2022? 2022. That one's in Tassie, yeah. So 20, yeah. He hasn't played Invalid since 2022 then, at least.
And he got podium. He got podium, and he was only a cool 14 strokes back of Ruben Berg. all right. I'm going to give you... Look, at the end of the day, he is the highest rated player.
Oh, okay.
In the division.
Yeah.
So he does have to be the favorite. I'll give you a interstate traveler bonus, and I'll give you a five.
Five. Fuck. So it's like a field. It's Jace or the field, basically, is what you're trying to say. Is that anyone else is just as likely to win as Jace. If it's Jace versus everyone. All right. I don't like it, but I'll take it.
I think I've been generous. I think you deserve a four.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely take the five then.
I mean.
No, I like it.
That five. Five's fair. Come on.
Now that I've got a number, I can poke some holes into the stuff. Jace is a woods golfer, so I'm backing him in the woods. He loves the woods. He doesn't want to play out in the open.
Yeah.
We learned from Bendigo that Timmy Ware can't throw far. Glenn Macy doesn't play disc golf anymore. And I feel like Lee is injured, so I'm happy with my veto tip.
Thank you. You're hoffing and scoffing as I was looking to give you a three.
Oh, man, I gotta try to do what I can do, you know?
Back me to a five. All right, well, let's zoom back up then, since you've dropped your throwers guarantee. Let's get into this Penn versus Allen battle.
I'm not going to like this.
What do I want? I want a couple of things. I want you to give me...
Last time you put something on me was the Queensland Open, and that did not work out very well for me.
Penn.
Yes.
Minus two rounds of 27 holes.
Yep.
Penn minus 4.5 strokes.
4.5. So you think I'm a 5-point favorite over Penn?
Yeah.
What?
On form. Like, how much did you smash him at Bendigo by?
Yeah, but that was different. The first round, he had me on toast, and then he just crumbled a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's ever beaten you in an event, has he?
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure he's literally never beaten you in an event. So
yeah, he beat me at the last event we played the same division, the Melbourne Celebrates.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I said. Minus 4.5.
Penn at minus 4.5. So for those playing along at home that don't know the plus or minus system too well, that would mean that if I am 4 strokes better than Penn, then it's no good for Chris. So I have to be... other way around, sorry. I got to beat Penn by 5 or more to come good. Anything else, if Penn beats me or it loses by 4 or less strokes, then it goes Chris's way. I don't see that as even money. Penn and I are about the same.
Okay.
So it's likely to happen. Okay. I want to give you a three as well. I'll give you a four.
Okay. When you said you weren't seeing it as even money, I thought you were reading it the other way. Like, I don't think it's even money as well. I think you should easily win by 9 strokes.
What? Why?
Because he's an MA2 player.
No, he's not. We're the same rating.
All right. You're gonna give me
I'm giving you four.
I rounded you up. You rounded me up. That's good. The leaderboard's tight. So
it is.
You're on 20. I'm on 22. It could get real snug after this.
We should come up with the like a Hail Mary setup. What if we? I'm just making this up on the fly now.
Yeah.
But what if we each week also get to pick a guarantee that won't happen?
I love this.
Like a 10.
Just a 10. You get a 10 if it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sick.
All right, have a think about that, and we'll come back to that. We'll have to come up with a clever name for that as well. The Dollars Guarantee and then the Dollars Curveball or something like that.
Yeah, Follows Garen Won't.
Yeah, exactly. All right, where were we? FA 40, we've got Sue Donnelly, Christine, Go. Sue normally comes down here and it does well. So I think she'll be fine. MA 50, is Carey playing? Yeah, he is. Ooh, him and Mike, though. Oh, and Hank's out there. Oh, okay. I like this. Who do you like here?
Carey got it done at the league. Plus 18 was enough to get it done at league with a couple of those guys playing.
Okay.
So it's hard to go past Carey.
He's been on a tear too. I feel like his body's come good.
Yeah.
What about MA2? What do you like in that one? Skeleton mate, crew of a field.
I can't pronounce his name, and I'll just ask Kalen. You every week. Thank you, Kalen. I'll ask you every week how to say his name. I always just want to say Cillian Murphy to take that down for me.
Yeah, he sent me a message earlier asking not to get the pen treatment for getting savaged for being the clear ratings favorite in MA2. He reckons that he's in some pretty scratchy form. So I said, all right, we'll let it slide. I said, but if he doesn't get the win, then not light next week.
Yeah.
But it should be fun. The whole rest of that division, if one of them can pull an upset, that'd be nice. But big, big consistency, I reckon, from second on all on down. So going to be a cool one to watch. MA3, this is where I should have put my throwers guarantee. Ryan Miller never plays, but when he does, he wins every time.
Yeah, but last time I said that, he didn't play. It's exactly what he did. He didn't play.
There you go. Well, good. I missed the guarantee on that then.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely the one to watch in MA3.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him back out again. But he burnt me. He burnt me good at whatever it was out his way, Warnable way.
And he Hopkins Heiser.
For his local event. So
pretty funny.
Let's back in Matt Hunter.
Nice. Sounds good. I feel like he might have actually won the Hopkins Heiser. So
there you go.
It's good juju. MA4, Reese has moved up, but he's left his old mate Wayne down there to battle it out with Mitch Howe Graham. I have no idea who that is.
And Lachlan Howe Graham.
So I'm going to go around a limb and say one of the Howe Grahams wins.
Well done. I'm going to back in Mikey's dad.
Nice. Ben Hare. Nice. Yeah, I like that. That's a good tip.
And obviously, Michaela Cooper and Noah Maisie to take out their events. And I've got my throwers, Garen Won't.
Excellent. What do you got?
I love it. This is so worth 10. But at the same time, it could happen. And
I'm down for it.
All right, so this is prop by Garen Won't. Mikey Hare to podium in MPO.
Ooh. Big.
Do you like it?
I do. I do. Because I just don't. Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way. That's why it's a Garen Won't. But if it happens.
I like it.
If it happened, you'd be like, yeah, but he's actually got so much skill. What?
Yeah, I'll give you 10 for that.
Yeah.
I'm going in the very similar vein. This might be a 20, but Nick Valentini to podium in MA1.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that is definitely, again, That these are very good Garen Warrants. I don't know if we'll also always have such good Garen Warrants on,
yeah,
because they're both worth 10s or 20s. But at the same time, absolutely. Yeah. Nick's got it.
If Nick could hit a few putts,
an MA1, for sure. Yeah,
he could throw.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. I like it. I like it. Yeah, we'll have to make a feature of that. Garen, if someone's got a better name, hit us up with that. But
we'll any other Garen name Woke. Is better name, so just hit us up.
Exactly. I think that's I think that's it. I'm geared up for this. I think it's gonna be fun weekend. I'm gonna bring cornhole, I'm sure, and I might even bring a couple alcoholic beverages. It's not really my style, but we'll see. And should be a bit of fun.
Maybe I'll come down just for the camp. You know what? Theo sleeps from 7 to 7. So I'll put Theo down at 7. I'll come down, get wasted, camp, and then come back by the time he gets up in the morning. Ella will never know.
I like it. We've got glow golf going on.
You
can come down for that.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this on.
I like it. I like it a lot. all right. Have you got any spotlight, not light?
I do, actually.
Excellent. Go. What have you got?
I'll go with my not light. This person has featured heavily, prominently, positively for a few weeks in a row. And I know he's an avid listener, and he knows this is coming. He has to know. We can't big this man up week in, week out for him to turn out to bloody Werribee and shoot a plus 10. We bigged him up as on the heels of his brother, and Jason Weidner has done nothing but shit the bed. He has to get my not light this week.
Well deserved, I think. Yeah. Very well deserved. I don't know. I've got nothing. Wasn't a lot going on this weekend. And besides Jace being shit, there's nothing else that really stands out for me as a not light. Sorry.
All right, cool. Do you have a
spotlight?
Do you have one?
Nah.
All right, good.
I've no strong feelings about anything this week.
I'll carry us. I've got a spotlight. And I should have honorable mention in my not lights. Honorable mention in my not lights is anyone currently competing in the WIFDIF Ultimate Championship. You're my honorable not light. Get a real sport. But my spotlight is to anyone competing in the WIFDIF World Guts Championship at the moment. Now, that's a real sport. And so, shout out to anyone competing in the Guts competition up on the Gold Coast. I'm pretty sure our mate JJ pulled on the green and gold and represented his nation. So, I'm sure JJ listens every week. Well done, JJ, and well done to anyone else playing in Guts.
Yeah, I have no idea what Guts is, but I know JJ's doing it for Australia.
And I just know that for sure it's a better sport than Ultimate, so I also don't know what it is. I don't know what it is either. But
I don't know shit about. I know there's some hats involved. You gotta have hats. Hats get you wins. I don't know. Ultimate's weird. Nah, very good. I like that by you. Thank you for carrying the team.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening, everybody.
Peace out.